Hello, and welcome to the Pear Tree Podcast, episode 33. Welcome to Ray Albie Sandy.
Hey, Luke. Hi, everyone.
Yeah, hi, everybody. Thanks for joining us. How's it going, Sandy? It's been 2 weeks since we did our last get-together.
It has, and it feels like I've just been like on holiday, like a real holiday. Weather's been nice. I'll just pretend anyway. I've come back to my lovely ice cream float. Thanks, Luke.
Oh, that's okay.
With my bold aloha shirt.
Do you like my tie-dye hippie t-shirt?
I do. I love that. I think that was my first t-shirt. I meant to see it when I sat down. I love it. I think that was the first t-shirt. It was in the shopping app. It was one of these.
Oh, yeah.
So I had bought that. I think that was the first official outfit that I bought myself.
I got this as a gift from Apple this morning.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. I'm not sure where I got these shorts from.
What shorts have you got on?
The purple pineapple.
Oh, right.
I can't remember what they're called.
I think they're called pineapple aloha shorts.
Right, yeah.
Well, I've just been getting baby romper all week. I think you spoke about that the other week. But that's nice that you get a tie-dye. But I did get this shirt from a villager as well.
I've had loads of villager stuff this week. They all thought that they had the perfect match for my gingham picnic shirt. You know, that like check shirt that I often wear.
It just reminds me of Graham. Sorry.
Not that one, the kind of plain one that's just checks.
Oh, it's not. Yep.
Because Graham's was quite colourful, wasn't it? I was wearing the one that's just kind of like two tones of grey.
Ah, right, okay.
And they were all like commenting on how much they liked it and how they thought they had the perfect thing to go with it. I think I got some shorts. I got some sweatpants from somebody, and I got a Zap helmet from somebody as well to go with that.
A Zap? Was it at least the same colour? Was it the black one?
I don't know. I couldn't try it on because the shirt is on my wand.
Ah, right,
and so you can't just easily swap the things that are on your wand, can you?
I see. That's one thing I wish they would do. If you put an item on, it would just kind of like take away your wand outfit and just have originally, so you don't have to like take your wand outfit off first and then change.
Yeah, but you might end up in your pants like, accidentally while in the middle of the plaza.
Yeah, just put on a pair of glasses and you end up naked. They'll same address.
You wouldn't want your poor villagers to get a shock like that.
I know. Do you think they talk about you? See, if you had like purposely never put any items of clothing on and you were running about, do you think they'd be like, oh, did you hear what Sandy was up to? Like, because you know that way when they see you planting money, I'm sure they would be more interested if they seen you running around with no clothes on.
Definitely. They're massive gossips, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, they would definitely have something to say about that. I always found it quite weird that you would start the day outside your house. So when I used to get in my pyjamas and go to bed in the game, the next day when you'd load it up, you'd just suddenly be on your doorstep in your pyjamas.
Yeah, that annoyed me because it kind of, I used to do that as well, but then I stopped. But then I realised I could just put my pyjamas on my wand outfit, which I do now.
Yeah.
But I don't end the game in my pyjamas. That's just in case, I don't know, go to a dream. But you can't go to your dream, you can't put on the wand transformation. That's what I initially did that for, and then you can't even use the wand transformation in the dream, so I just use it for when I'm wandering late at night, sleepwalking.
Yeah, I think it's cute. Yeah, when you're having a late night play, I think it's cute wearing the little nightcap, wandering around the island when it's all quiet.
I just must feel like when you call the villagers to like move their house at like 3 o'clock in the morning and you've pulled them out of bed.
Yeah.
I think that funny. First couple of months playing, that was like constant because I was obviously locked down and the game was just out. It was like all-nighters playing.
Yeah.
Animal Crossing. Well, not all-nighters, but just a bit later than normal.
all-nighters. Yeah. Come on.
I'm not even going to lie. I need to.
It was really funny this week. You know how we were talking about Biscuit and his meme shirt?
Yeah.
He ran up to me and was like, Luke, you've got a meme shirt. I need it so badly. Please, 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 will you sell it to me? So I sold it to him.
Oh.
I think it was a different colour one than his normal one.
Oh, that's...
Yeah, so he's got two.
No, he does like that shirt. Oh, just reminds me of Biscuit. I associate that with Biscuit, the meme shirt.
When you have a really nice bit of clothing in real life, you always wish that you'd bought two, like years later when the first one starts falling apart. Yeah. So it's good planning on Biscuit's part, I think, to get another one.
Oh, yeah. And so he could have a clean one on when he gets it all snack stained. We can still wear it while that one's in the wash.
Yeah. Do you think he washes his shirts? Or do you think he just licks the
stickiness off? None of them have washing machines, so...
Oh, that's true.
I don't know if Isabel's running a secret laundry service.
Well, Isabel does have a washing machine in the house that I built her.
See, there
you
go.
Because I thought that would be important to her. But I don't know whether... Yeah, maybe she's doing all the villagers' laundry. Some of them talk about having their laundry out there, don't they?
Yeah, I've not actually put any washing lines. I remember I first did that. That was a thing that I wanted to use just to make it look like, because I had the little gardens like in the fenced areas.
Yeah.
I always did that, especially with the normals.
The washing line is a really cute item as well.
I like the, they have the washing line that you can buy, but I like the one that you can make. It's the wooden
DIY
one,
yeah.
Yeah, I like that one. I think I had that in a couple of people's gardens if it fit the exterior, but I do have it in the campsite as well. But I like that. Maybe it's a new thing I'm going to, well, not a new thing, but a thing I'm going to do. Maybe put out some washing lines because it's the way they're for it anyway. They look a bit silly in the winter.
They do talk about drying clothes, but yeah, you're right. You don't see them washing them. I think it might be a bit overkill to build a laundrette on the island, though.
Yeah, I did give Coco, though. See, I put her house up at the waterfall. They're not near the, like a river. So I did put one of the old-fashioned like wash tubs beside the river hers. Because it was just the colour just fit in with her surroundings as well.
Yeah, they just wash their clothes in the river. That's fine.
Yeah. Maybe they just swim in the river. That same washed. I can imagine the lazies doing that.
Well, like our characters just take our clothes off and put them back in our bug cage or whatever our wardrobe happens to be.
Like, I still think it's funny that you can do that, but I just think they could have made it better. Like having the fridge, maybe not your wardrobe, but your fridge could be your storage. Like it used to be in... A New Leaf, was it? You went to your drawers and that was your storage when you went into your house.
Yeah, and you could get them in different places on the island, couldn't you?
I know, you couldn't get really, you couldn't place any furniture, but you get it in the locker room at the train station. I think that's what's missing.
And the museum as well?
And the museum locker as well that I had it
there.
Yeah. So I don't know why they didn't do that and then have like, the phone box and your wardrobe and the rocket, like, as wardrobe changes.
Yeah, that would be cute.
That would just make more sense.
And you could have, like, the toolbox for you know, DIY stuff.
All right,
you could have different things for different things, couldn't you?
Yeah.
But
I do miss the external, like, storage access, like, out with your house. Especially when you're, although the pipes have actually helped with that because it's quite easy to go back and forth to your house if you're like working in one
area.
Definitely.
Sometimes I just wish I could like dump something into the pipe that would go into my storage.
Oh my goodness. Well, see, that's what you need the outdoor storage for. Like you plank down a fridge and you can access that and like put all this stuff in. Although, do you know what? That's just making me, that we spoke about my hoarding problem before. I think that would just make me an even bigger hoarder.
That would make you worse, yeah. Then you wouldn't be able to put anything in your storage while you're outside as well.
Yeah. That's probably not a good idea. But I'm do hoping they add some other stuff in the update that's coming up soon, hopefully, fingers crossed.
Yeah, they will. There's plenty of life left.
I think I'm looking forward to see what reactions they add because they've got space for quite a few now.
Well, we've talked about our theories several times. Have you come up with any more ideas?
No.
I'm sure I saw someone do a reaction that I hadn't seen before recently. It was kind of a little bit like Flourish, but they just kind of... They just sort of did a bit of a shiny glow. Maybe I just mistook it out of the corner of my eye and it was something else, but...
Was that one of your
villagers?
I'm
always on the lookout.
Is it,
I think
maybe
it was someone else's village.
Did they maybe
it's someone
just
else, so.
Change? Did they do like a wee wardrobe change?
Oh, yeah, they could have, yeah.
Because they do like a wee spin and like a
change. Oh, that's probably that, because that, yeah, it did look a bit like that. I think we're still hoping for Zoomies, right? Because Apple was doing Zoomies the other day and I was trying to like keep pace with her and run along behind her, but it wasn't quite the same.
Yeah, definitely Zoomies. That would be just like them. I think I would just like spend hours just like my camera at the plaza and just running around with them. Filling up my memory card with videos of the same thing.
So how have all your guys been over the last couple of weeks then?
Yeah, it's just been a bit quiet really until the last few days. I've got a couple of pictures off them because that's all I've been really doing is been gifting them. Seeing what visitors I've had on the island, but Bianca, I think she had just moved in last time we spoke.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, so she's been here 2 weeks now. Her house is quite nice. I still can't believe she's a Pepe though. I thought she was a Snooty.
Oh, right.
And then,
because we were trying to figure out, we were trying to guess what she was at the end of the last episode, weren't we?
Yeah, so, yeah, she's a Pepe. I'm sure I searched and she's a Pepe, so she's definitely a Pepe because she repeats some of the stuff that Tangy says, but a bit different. Tabby, but a bit different. But her house, even her house just reminds me like a Snooty. It's just like that nice, classy looking. It's white rattan furniture and things, but although she does have like a leopard print carpet you'll love.
Oh, she's got a bit of flair.
Yeah. I don't like it. It's like
you don't like it?
No, like the walls and the furniture's like nice and white and then it's like proper cheetah print, a leopard print.
Oh, that's a bit weird considering what kind of animal she is as well.
Is she not some type of leopard or something?
She's a tiger, right?
Well, she's got our colour markings are more like spots rather than stripes, is it not? Oh, my God.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Oh, you've got me doubting myself now. I'm sure she's got
but
like more
she's
spots.
Like a big cat anyway,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, she has a definitely
so
a big cat.
It's a bit
cat.
Weird that she's got a big cat skin rug. But she's settling in okay, is she?
Yeah, she is. Yeah, she's been out and about the house. I actually got the island. She's been the first, I think, animal not to automatically jump out a seat when I sit beside them. I actually was sitting taking some pictures with her, but it was a side-on bench. It's not like the best. I just like that bench. I just like think nice sitting there like on your own, but see when you try to get a picture of two people sitting there, two animals, it's not on just because you can't see one. But she never got up, which I was quite happy about because usually
that's nice,
get the camera out and you jump up and they just automatically get up. I think actually Blair did that to me. What was it? She was actually sitting on the ground, just think near the museum. I said, oh, I'll go down and sit beside her and I'll get a nice photo. But I spoke to her first and she's like, oh, I just like can't move. I can't remember what she said, but she's like basically the word along the lines of, I'm not getting up. I can't move. It's too comfy. And then I think I got the camera out, sat that. I don't even know if my butt touched the ground. Like, and I was sitting in and doing the sitting in motion, and she had jumped up. I was like, right, Blair.
Yeah, you gotta be quick.
After her just saying she's not moving.
It's really hard not to take it personally.
I think I am taking it personally. She's still not gave me a photo yet.
No. Willow's still holding it on me as well.
Have you had her long yet? You have, and you've had her quite a while now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because you've got some new movement as well, I've seen.
Yeah. Oh, look, I put his photo on the table next to us. Raymond left this week.
But you got him a good home.
I did. I found him a good home. He wasn't hard to find a home for.
Yeah, I didn't think you would have a problem.
No, I was inundated. But I got him a nice home, someone who's been looking for him for a long time. And I just totally forgot that the next day you have to go and find a new villager. So I remembered in the evening and went and did a little island hop and met some lovely, lovely villagers, and I wanted to take all of them home. But I settled on Pearl, who I think you bumped into on your way in.
I did. She's such a great...
And she's lovely.
She's great. So why did you pass on the other ones? Were you looking for a specific personality?
No, not really. But the first four that I met, I would have taken all of them, except they were all sweet personalities.
Right, okay.
And I already have, what, three of them at the moment? So I thought it would be a little bit too much to get a fourth. But I met Bertha on the first island.
Aww.
Lovely Bertha.
She is lovely.
She is lovely, yeah. And then Marina on the second one, who is amazing. And then I met Goldie, although I wouldn't have taken Goldie again because I had Goldie for a long time when I first started playing.
Yeah.
But Goldie's amazing. I love Goldie. And then Aurora again. And do you remember I met her on the last island hop I did?
Yep.
And I really struggled to pass her by then as well. And then I met Leopold and Tucker.
Oh, they were
as well.
They were easier to stay help.
They were, to. Yeah. I wasn't too fussed about either of them. They both seem really cool, but didn't quite fancy them. And then there was Pearl, nice snooty. I don't like the phrase snooty though. I think we need to come up with a new name for that personality type.
Yeah, I think we'll need to have a think about that. Because I don't think they are
classy.
Classy. Yeah.
She's definitely got a really classy home. It reminds me a lot of Willow's, actually. It's got the same kind of wood, kind of colour theme going on.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Who is it? Someone's got Pearl, I think, within her like friend group. Or did it have them?
Yeah, Pearl lived at Peridot for a little while.
Yeah, that's true.
She's got like antique, like the kind of dark coloured antique furniture. She's got a clock and a bureau, and I think she's got the antique bed. And then like a nice little fireplace with a sofa in front of it. I went and like hung out with her while she was reading a magazine on her sofa. I don't know why she had the fire on like the during the heat wave. But yeah, it was cute sitting down with her. And she's been out and about today for the first time. So she only moved in yesterday. So it's nice to see her out and about. I will miss Raymond though.
It's nice you've got another cat to replace. I love the cat villagers.
Oh, yeah. The cats are really brilliant. Yeah, they're really well done in this game. I reckon the people that make Animal Crossing are big cat lovers.
Yeah, I'm not like a cat person. Like, I'm more a dog person in real life, but I just love all the cat villagers. I've not had a bad one. And I've not met a bad one.
Yeah, some good ones.
And I think I'm going to have a few cats on my, if I ever get there, my permanent island.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Who have you got in mind?
So I've already
obviously
got Tabby. Yeah. And I'm going to bring Bob back. the lazy.
Oh yeah, Bob's great. Yeah,
yeah. I think I'm going to end up having two lazies. I think I'm going to need to bring Joey back as well. Although this list could is subject to change. Like, I've not met every villager, but those are the ones that have stuck with me. And who else? I was thinking about this other day. Olivia. She's from a Snooty.
Oh yeah. She's a pretty cat.
Yeah, and I'm hoping to get Tangy as well, but no, I think I'm just hoping to get her again. She's my new leaf, like permanent resident, if you can get such
she's
a thing.
Cool.
I've had her twice, she in New Leaf, I think I said this. She came, I got her photo, and then she left, and then I got her again, like months later, and I got another photo of her. But she's like not moved since, unless she's moved when I've not played. Oh, touch wood.
Do they remember, or did she remember you then?
No, I think it was like also like a different, it wasn't like a swap with a friend. I don't think I ever like did that whole like trading villagers or like taking someone else's villager. I just thought you used to just get what you were given, whoever randomly moved in or whoever you got at the campsite.
I've had a couple of villagers from people's islands that I'd visited and a couple of amiibo as well. But mostly it's just been whoever's randomly moved in or out. I kind of like that. It's kind of fun though.
Yeah.
It is a bit sad when they move out and you were really attached to them. But it's definitely a different element to the game. I think I'd rather have the control over it that you have in New Horizons though, to be honest.
Yeah, I do prefer that, especially with the house placement as well.
House placement, what things you can gift them, like how their house is decorated, you know, when they can leave, who leaves if you invite someone else, that kind of thing. It's much less stressful.
Although I got new photos this week.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, because I haven't had photos. Well, I think I got a couple the other week. I got Plucky and Colton.
Oh, cool.
So I'm going to need to get you, if you get time, no, you're not in my place, I'm going to send pictures of my photo room because it looks a bit...
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I think they were talking about this in a Discord as well.
Yeah, you changed it. Like, you changed your photo room last episode, I think.
Yeah, I think so. So I've
You're
moved
it
downstairs.
It.
No, I've used the basement room and that's quite a big room. So I've obviously packed the walls, not full yet, with the photos. And I've added some plaques on the walls, but in the middle, because it's such a huge space, I just thought like this is just such a waste of space. So I'll maybe put some worktops or tables out to display like maybe trophies, like the DAO models, like the things that I've been gifted like to do with my achievement in the game.
Yeah.
But I don't know, I put the den desks and I don't like it, but I just need a second opinion.
I think it's a nice idea to have that stuff out because else it kind of sits in your storage and you don't want to sell it or you don't want to give it away because it's a kind of...
You can't buy it, you can't get it back,
Yeah. So it's nice to have that out. I guess maybe the different things would look nice on different stands.
Yeah.
Like you were commenting earlier on putting the fish and the bug models on different things. So maybe you just need to try them out on different tables and see what looks good. I guess you might want to try and maximize how many you can fit on as well.
Yeah, because I think I went like a couple of rows and then I was like, there's still a lot of space. So I was like, maybe I'd just go three rows as if like a big massive table, but then that looks silly. So yeah. But I was actually shocked at how much photos I have. I knew I had a lot, but I think I counted 53 photos.
53?
Yeah.
Wow. That's a lot. You're so ruthless.
I know.
Oh, you want to leave? Yeah, get on.
I like, that's what it was so hard actually today. I had a campsite visitor, and I'm just inviting anybody if they play the game properly and don't cheat me. So it was Jeremiah. He's like a little blue.
Oh, the frog.
Yeah, blue frog. It's probably not for everybody, but I was like, no, not Hadji, you're coming in. So he was actually, I beat his game. I was amazing. I was on a roll. And then he picked Plucky, which obviously I just received her photo, but I quite like her. She's just the cool bird.
Yeah.
I love her zoomies. I think I spoke about this before. I spoke about it in the Discord.
But like, she's really new. She's your newest, right?
Yeah. Apart from Bianca. Yeah, I think.
Oh, apart from Bianca. Yeah.
But, yeah. Like, she's gave me a photo before. I think she gave me it before Colton, and Colton's been here before longer. And, yeah. Oh, no, I've got Rocco as well, who's newer.
So, did you let Plucky go?
Yeah, I let Plucky go. And I sent her to the void. I never even had enough time to look for some proper.
Oh, that's okay. She's gone to Brewster's coffee shop to hang out with all the others.
I've never seen anybody looking for her, so I'm not like, I was like, no, I'm not going to try and do it because I don't have the time.
She'll turn up on someone's island one day.
Oh yeah, hopefully. I hope people just get bored and start taking people through the void. Like, they've had their dreamies, and then like, nah, do you know what, I'll change it up. Especially if they've got amiibos, they can bring all their dreamies back.
So, I think you said that you had a couple of photos this week?
Yeah.
So you told me about Plucky.
Yeah. Who's the other photo? Oh, sorry, Colton.
Oh, you told me. You said that already.
Yeah. Do you know what? It's funny, like, his house. Do you know, he's got that old, is it the Dala horse? He's got the one of the Gulliver's items. And I just thought it was random. And then it was just the other day at Collectives, oh, it's a horse and he's a horse. And that was it. Sorry, that was just... It took me, like, he's been on my island for months, and it just took me 2 months to realise he's got a statue of a horse in his house.
Do you think it's sort of like a relative, or...?
No, I don't know. I think it's like just because it's the only horse item. No, isn't it? Because he's got a rocking horse.
It's like a famous... Is it a famous horse?
Yeah, I don't know.
Celebrated horse? I don't know. I've not looked into that.
When he gave him a rocking horse, because I was thinking it's the only horse item, but it's not. There's a rocking horse.
What's the it's the Zodiac rocking.
That's the Aries
chair
thing,
isn't there? Yeah, that's not a horse.
No.
Is there a wood? Oh yeah, there's a wooden.
Yeah, there's
DIY one, isn't there? Yeah. Yeah.
It's quite nice. Although no, I'll not mess up his house. He's got quite a nice house. Not Matty's, but it's nice. What is your mailbox like?
What's my mailbox like?
Yeah, like, mine's is full, and I just keep deleting, like, generic ones.
Oh, right. I thought you meant, like, what style.
Oh, right. No. I know yours is in your pocket. Doesn't matter what it looks like.
No, my own one is not in my pocket. It's outside my house.
Yeah, I've just had a trouble with it, like, being full again.
Yeah, mine is always really, really close to being full. So I think I do delete my messages as they come in now.
I was hoping you would like had a system that you could share, because I want to keep some, but then I'm thinking, what ones do I keep? Do I just keep one from each villager that I've ever had? Because I probably do have that in my mailbox, at least one, but I've kept them all. I only delete like... The Nook, like, shorten ones, gifted ones, and all the ones that you can you get multiple of. I even delete Mum's ones.
Oh, yeah. Like, I delete everything from any of the characters in the game. So if it comes from a villager, I take a photo of it and then delete it.
Ah, do you know what? I take a photo of it and it's still sitting in my mailbox.
But anything from villagers or anything like that, I just delete them straight away. But I keep all the ones from real life people only ones that have been like personalized.
Handwritten, but
so if
yeah,
it's just if it's just the one that says
thank you for all this,
I want to express my appreciation for everything you do, I delete them. But I think I've kept every handwritten one that I've ever got, and that means my mailbox is just, it only has space for a few letters before it's full. I think maybe like 15 or 20 spaces left. So
yeah.
You can do some shopping and you can get some gifts and stuff without it being too dangerous. It's tricky. I'd like an archive, please.
Oh, that would be good. Although they do have to do the favourites. Can you mass delete? Oh, that'd be good if you could mass delete, but just save your favourites.
You get quite a lot, though, don't you? You get a couple of hundred.
Oh, yeah, it's like, I think it's 300. 300 spots. Yeah, it's just me being, I should just really delete them once you get them. But I've had multiple villagers, so it's hard.
But you're keeping all their photos.
I know, I'm keeping their photos, I don't know, I think I've just document every single bit of the game, and then I think I'm going to use this at one point and then don't. So I've just got just thousands and thousands of pictures, videos.
If you're snapping a picture of it, a screenshot of it,
yeah.
Anyway, I think that we need to talk about your hoarding.
Yeah.
Filling your storage with clothes is one thing, but keeping every letter you've ever had written to you by all of your villagers. Pretty soon you're going to have to like have a tunnel to get into your house, like you see on those TV shows.
Yeah.
You have to crawl through like floor to ceiling envelopes.
But it'll be organised to me anyway.
I think it's sweet.
Yeah, but I think that's about it. What's happening in Lochram? There's not been much. I'm looking forward to the bug off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's bug off this weekend,
so
isn't it?
Bug off this weekend. And I think I need this stamp, so I'll be trying to.
And you need
make some
to be getting those spiderweb door plates as well, right?
Yes, that's what I need. Or spiderweb, so I can trade them for door plates, because I know a few people will be wanting the spiderwebs.
I'll be up for some bugging this weekend, and it's just fun. So happy to give away any of my goodies.
I'll need to go down and see your flip game area that you were speaking about.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I think we mentioned it last time we did a show.
Oh, yeah, I gave you the idea. Yeah,
you gave me the idea. I didn't end up making new characters for the tents like I did for Celeste. You can see that one up in the background of our shot there. But I just used the kids' tents to mark a little place, and I did one for Flick and did one for CJ, and they've got their own little campsite. So I did what you said, basically. Flick's got one in a little clearing in the woods, and I've put down a little workbench for him, some of his nice statues. He's got a little kid's tent. He's got a fire with some little seats. And it's really cute. And just a few paces away down on the beach, CJ's got his fishing rods and his fish trophies and statues and all the kind of fish paraphernalia.
Yeah, I've seen them. The tents are actually a really, really good idea. It saves you the hassle of doing what you've done for Celeste. At least it can be permanent.
Yeah, I might switch it around. You know, like you said, when it's like a bug off or something, it might be nice to have a proper tent there that you decorate for Flick, but I think it looks really cool as it is. I need to find a bit of a better way of displaying all the bug and fish statues, though.
I think the fishes are harder than the bugs. I think because the bugs can look quite good displaced just because they are bugs, whereas it's fish, it just feels like, why you just got a statue of a fish randomly placed there.
Totally, yeah. And it, I think it makes more sense that you're like, this is CJ's bit next to the pier.
Yeah.
It's got his fishing rod. It kind of makes sense that you'd have the statues there. But they still, they look a little bit kind of like flat. I need to do some things to sort of give them different heights or different like tables or pedestals or whatever to put them on.
Odd.
Just to make them look a bit fancier.
Have you tried using maybe a stall? Maybe not. Like I put like a little, I made CJ a little stall just like I did Flick for the bug off. And it was, I just put some models here. But that's just temporary.
That could be nice. You could decorate it with some nice CJ colours.
Yeah. I had put the big shark, the great white shark on display. I didn't realise you could put that on a piece of furniture. I thought that was because it was so big it would just sit on the ground, but it lets you place it on a table or a stall.
I don't know if I've caught that one yet.
Oh, yeah, because you just told me you caught a new shark, a hammerhead.
Yeah, I know you said
you didn't do much like fishing, but like last year, as soon as I seen a fin, I was like, signed up, ear to the...
I know, yeah. Well, I'm very sorry, but I didn't...
No need to, but I'm just a bit like shocked that you could run past so many fins.
I don't know if I got any sharks last year.
Although, but it's a good thing you've got all these new things to, like, obviously we're now just like, oh, bored. I just want new reactions and now, but you can still look forward to catching a great white shark.
I did say that I was going to make a concerted effort in year two to catch all the things. I have not been doing that very well. So maybe we'll save that for year three. Do you think we'll still be playing in year three?
I would like to think so. Unless they bring out another Animal Crossing. Which I doubt. And what?
Yeah, probably not. Probably not next year.
And well, what did they say? 2 years for updates. So I'll still be on my quest for all villager photos.
Oh yeah, that'll keep you going actually, won't it? Trying to meet everybody.
Yeah, I think I'm going to need to work out how much wall space I would need to, like, for the photos. I wonder how much a house would take. Because I think at some point I'm going to need to move it to a house.
You could have like a museum, like a portrait gallery. Make your own gallery.
Yeah, definitely. I think if I did that, I'm going to like have a room just dedicated to like all the crappy gifts that they give me. Just or they've gifted each other. Just like reminds me, because like all I can think about is gifts is like, and mommy, it's full body tights, and now it's like the overalls, because those worker overalls,
denim overalls.
And now the denim overalls, but I've got the spotted ones, and now the denim ones that have just, I don't know where they came from. Stitches has got them, Sheldon's got them.
You're giving them out,
I know.
That's the only way they can get them, unless you've got them in your Abels.
Yeah. No, they're definitely not enables because they're gift, they're items, but I just wish they would go away.
I've been trying to get Willow's picture.
Yeah.
I've had a series of awful gifts back from her. This week I got simple white flooring, which is, you know, not that bad. And then I got a pilot's uniform, then I got a happy tea. Then I got a bath towel wrap.
Oh, that's the one I gave her.
And then I got a muscle tank.
I think she's just, because she's so stylish, she's just giving you the crap that people gifted her. She's definitely re-gifting gifts. Right. Because she would never buy that. Willow is too classy. Yeah. Classy and sassy, that's what they are. They're not snooty. Yeah, Willow's good. I'm glad you like her.
Yeah, I'm glad she's still around, you know. Not that I'd be like in a desperate rush to get rid of her when she gives me a photo, but it's nice that she's still around. Yeah.
it is sometimes like bittersweet when you get a photo because it's
yeah.
Like, well, for me anyway, it's like now it's time to go.
She was doing loads of entertaining this week, actually. She had Poppy over at one point, which was really cute. And she had Ketchup over too, which was nice. I just dropped in and found them there. Poppy said she thought that they had a date to do book club, but it turns out that she was mistaken, which is good because she hadn't read the book anyway. But I haven't seen my guys go up to the book club space that I made them. I don't know why.
Is it a bit far away or is it easy access to?
Yeah, it should be quite easy access. I've seen them a little bit around the botanical gardens in the museum, which is really cute. I've got a lovely photo of Lolly and Apple, I think it was. And they actually sat still on the bench for long enough for me to get a photo. And then with Apple was up in the background. So that was really nice. But I don't know why they're not going up to their book club spot.
Are you going to do that thing that you told me people do, like force them into an area just to get a nice picture?
No, I couldn't do that.
I was so shocked, like literally after you told me that. I was, oh my God, like what?
Did you go and do it?
No, what? I never done it. I was like, no, yeah. I was so like, how do these people get these so nice pictures? Mine's never like do this. And like, you're always comparing things and like, this is what you compare. And it's like, Instagram life, like, how did that
get never there? Never compare your real life or your Animal Crossing life to Instagram.
Because it's fake.
I had a lovely picture of Poppy in the public library today. Not today, this week. She was like, it looked like she was looking. I think she was just walking past, but it looked like she was looking at the bookcases. And then when I talked to her, she was talking about reading 2021's Best Flowers and how it was a really good book. I thought that was really cute. And you know that I've got the piano in that library bit?
Yeah.
Poppy was there playing along to Steep Hill and doing like the piano, doing the solo, the piano.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was really cool. Did you like that? I've got Steep Hill playing.
Yes, I was just about to say there. Yeah. I love Steep Hill. That was my favourite in New Leaf. I think that's like playing on every record player in the house.
It's really cool. I was so happy that I got to see Raymond and Lolly and Apple singing it last week.
Yes, I love the video, extended version.
Yeah, I watched it for so long. I think I stood there for like 10 minutes or just watching them sing it over and over and over. It's so cute. And now that Raymond's gone as well, it's like, oh, I'm really glad that I got to see him do that little
farewell song.
Duet. That little. He did a duet with Lolly playing Stale Cupcakes as well. And then that little thing with Apple too. It's so cute. And I managed to catch Lolly singing in her garden. I don't know why, but I just gave Lolly and Raymond record players in their gardens and put on Neapolitan. And for the first time, Lolly was there, like just singing to herself in her little garden. Didn't see Raymond doing it in his, but it was nice to catch Lolly. They're all so cute.
Who have you had since before Pearl?
Who have I had?
Yeah, who did you have? Because I don't know if I met everyone. Have you not had anybody new before Pearl?
No, you've met everybody. Ketchup was the last one before Pearl.
Oh, that's quite a while then.
Hmm. I think Megan before that. They're all still here. No, not much movement. Everyone's happy. Ketchup said that she loved her caterpillar, rainbow caterpillar costume. And she was like, I know that this means that you've got really good taste because you gave me this. She's so lovely.
She did look really cute in it, though.
I still need to find her some more clothes, actually. And I think I need to find some more clothes for Lolly because she's never had a gift of clothing from me. And I kind of feel like she's not going anywhere. Every time I've thought about it, I've not really... No, I don't want her to go, so...
Yeah. I'm sure if you find nice things for her, if you do decide to let her go, you'll be fine with it.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. So have you got anything planned for the coming week, apart from bug off this weekend?
I think I'm going to work on the back of the island. I've been putting it off because of the amount of flowers I've got up there.
Oh, yeah, there's no quick way of dealing with that.
Just hate them. But, you know, I'm a hoarder and I hate waste, so, like, I need to give them to someone. I hate selling them. I have done...
Get them in the bin.
See, like, if I pick up the odd few, like, if I'm just... if I've spotted, like, a couple of ones sprouted up, I'll grab them and I'll sell them. But see, when I've got, like, a big pocket full, it seems like such a waste. Like, even if I did it in, like, little batches, it probably I wouldn't even think about it. It's silly, but...
Get them in the bin.
I've actually been carrying a bin.
Do you want me to come over and throw them all in the bin for you?
You can dig them all up, yeah.
If it'll help, I'll do it for you. And you can just go off and be on the other side of the island. And I won't even, you won't even know.
Yeah. At least put them in the compost bin.
I will. I'll put them in the recycling.
Yeah, but other than that, I'm looking for I'm hoping for someone to leave, like, naturally, so I can go do some island hopping.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I think I need a snooty, another snooty, except from Blair.
Well, it seems weird to say, but I hope somebody asks to leave then.
Yeah, I don't even know who I think maybe Sheldon. Although he I just like seeing them walking around. And he is quite cute. But I just think the jocks, maybe it's a name, do you know what? See if they never had like a jock, like maybe like snooty, maybe if they had a better name, they wouldn't seem they wouldn't seem as bad. Like, because you just obviously get a negative perception already before you even know who they are. But the jocks are like, most of the jocks are really cute.
They could be the athletes.
Yeah, or sporty.
Well, they could be the big brothers.
My big brothers, yeah.
We should come up with some new names.
Just rename them. Why not?
Let's have some input from our listeners.
Yes, because obviously you were the one our sweet arch. I still call them normals, like I did for about quite a while, because that's what's on, like... all the guides and things is normal, and that's not... I prefer sweet.
Yeah, sweet was in the new guide. That's where I got it from.
Yeah. So that was the official guide you've got?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's nice.
Well, it's been great catching up again, having missed a week. It's nice to hear all the gossip.
I know, it feels like forever, but I've enjoyed a holiday, but back to the... AC photo grind. But no, I've been... I enjoy other parts of the game.
Yeah, that's not what it's like for you at all, even though you've got like 50.
Aye. But. Yeah, thanks for having me.
My pleasure.
Thanks everyone for listening. And you can catch us on the usual social medias, Twitter, Instagram, and also support us on Patreon as well as our YouTube channel.
Oh, and I can't believe we forgot to mention it, but Sandy, you recorded your island hop.
Oh, yes.
Tabby.
Yes, go have a listen.
if you haven't heard our Island Hop yet, we've both recorded a little just 2-minute thing about our favourite villagers. So I did Biscuit and Sandy did Tabby. But we're looking to find somebody for every villager in the game. So if any of our listeners want to either record a little something and send it to us, or send us a little bit of writing that we can read out, or have just something they want to share about their favourite villager, then do please get in touch. We would love to hear from you. And yeah, it's been great to have everybody join us today. And really good to catch up with you, Sandy.
You too.
So I hope everyone has a lovely week. Have a nice week, Sandy.
Thanks, Luke. Bye. Bye, everyone.
Bye.